This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. We'll get back into Trump versus Sanders. Are they pretty much the same person? We'll share more with you. There's some interesting comparisons of quotes between the two men. And we ended up getting in a conversation about Antonin Scalia. Apparently there's people who believe that there's some sort of conspiracy theory behind the death of this character, which then led to another call from someone who doesn't believe that it's a conspiracy that Scalia died, but he believes in these other conspiracies over there. And then he further sent a nasty gram on Skype after the fact because we hung up on him after having him on for an entire segment to talk about whatever ideas it was that he wanted to discuss with us and our national audience. And then
it's the 12th of the show.
And then he pulls out the card of, well, I was running a radio station with you on it, and I guess you don't care about that now, do you? He actually said, I guess you didn't know I have a radio station here, and, well, you lose. Bye-bye. Well, look, buddy, we've been kicked off radio stations before, so if you think that I'm going to change my opinion because you don't like something that I said because you're going to pull your radio station, we've lost real FCC-licensed stations, and I'm sure this isn't the first pirate radio station that we've lost because of some of the things that we've said on the air. We don't adjust our opinions on the air because of what some radio programmer thinks. Well, I'd rather lose the station than be anything but true to myself. Goodbye.
That much is true, but what his complaint is that he didn't get sufficient time, and I think that he needs to relook at that. Whether he has a station or not, I have no idea. People make that complaint all the time, is that they didn't get sufficient time. Well, they don't have a nationally syndicated radio program that they can sit on for 3 hours. I get that that doesn't feel fair, but let's look at this. You can call in any night of the week, and we can look at the facts, over the course of 5 minutes or something like that. That's what these calls are going to be, over the course of 5 minutes, for whatever particular conspiracy theory you want to call in about. Don't say you don't get time on a show called Free Talk Live when we're sitting in here 7 nights a week taking calls from people. Yes, you don't get to sit down and give a seminar.
If we didn't want to hear what you have to say, we wouldn't have taken your call in the first place. And most shows wouldn't. I'd just like to point that out.
Sure.
Most shows are not open phone shows. And even the shows that are supposedly open phones, like what, Rush Limbaugh gives his listeners 1 hour a week or something like that?
Something like that.
Call in, open phones Fridays. Even the shows that purportedly have open phones segments probably are screening out calls that make the host uncomfortable. And the host
the
host isn't familiar with the topic or whatever. Because the talk show hosts want to sound like they know everything. They want to sound well-educated on every topic. So if there's a challenging caller, a caller who's more well-educated on a certain topic, they just simply won't let that person on the air to challenge them or challenge their authority in any way. On this show, we want you to come on the air. We want you to make whatever points you want to make. It doesn't mean we're going to go along with your program or with your viewpoint just because you've got a radio station. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Drew on the line in Michigan. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I'm kind of wondering, I got the last about 2 minutes of your last segment about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump being the same person. I kind of want you to touch up on that a little bit because I feel very strongly that I disagree very strongly.
Mm. Well, we haven't really gotten through the full piece here, and I don't know if we'll get a chance. It's over at the Daily Wire, at dailywire.com, the article entitled Sanders and Trump are the same totalitarian candidate. The points that they've made thus far in the story is that they both pander to the same anti-establishment viewpoint of people, trying to make people think that they're not part of the establishment, that they're somehow a threat to the establishment, and then further getting into issue after issue on, you know, some of the things they've said about trade, the idea that the U.S. is getting a raw deal from a purported free trade, which is, of course, not true. There is no free trade. There's regulated.
They both support single-payer health care, too, don't they?
Both Trump and Sanders want to, yeah, that's actually the next paragraph here, Mark. Both Trump and Sanders want to do away with Obamacare in favor of a more universal system. Trump has been extraordinarily unclear on what he wants to replace Obamacare, but he vows that he will stop, quote, the insurance companies getting rich on Obamacare, unquote, and ensure that, quote, we're going to take care of the people on the street dying. And that's what Trump said. And
well,
then,
if you want the clearest candidate, vote for Hillary Clinton, because she's got a white paper on everything.
Then and then Sanders said, quote, 29 million Americans should not remain uninsured, an even greater number should remain underinsured with large deductibles and copayments. We should not be paying by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs at a time. Listen to this, he says, when the top three drug companies in this country made $45 billion in profits last year, that is an obscenity, and let me tell you something. When we make it to the White House, the pharmaceutical industry will not continue to rip off the American people. Both Sanders and Trump.
I bet a lot of those Americans are owners, are, you know, stockholders in those drug companies.
Both Sanders and Trump vow to enshrine programs like Medicare and Social Security. So, you know, while they may differ in slight detail, they do seem to hold a lot of the same viewpoints.
Yeah, I guess honestly, I haven't been paying too much attention to the Republican side of things because I'm absolutely not voting Republican. Now, when it comes to Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, I think that Bernie Sanders absolutely is the right candidate, because every time you listen to Hillary Clinton talk, she has no idea. It's a vague statement. You know, she never gets to the point. She beats around the bush. And one thing that a lot of people are sharing, you know, all these news stories of the Hillary Clinton flip-flopping on every single idea that she's ever had, any kind of viewpoint. It flip-flops depending on who is in office, I would say, when it comes to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party.
She's much more of a politician, and
yeah,
Bernie
absolutely
will say what he believes, and he's been more consistent throughout the years. I'll give you that. And I'm with you. If in the for the Democratic nomination, I'd like to see Bernie Sanders be the choice. I will say that I don't think either of them can beat the Republican, whoever the Republican might be. You're talking about, on one hand, somebody who's going to be 6 years older than the oldest president who's ever been elected, and on the other hand, you have somebody who has like 27 different scandals on either side. But I'd like to ask you this. When you're thinking about free college and free health care and free this and free that, do you ever think about the, you know, all the defense spending that Bernie Sanders has voted for? You know, the F-35, the huge boondoggle, the billions of dollars that went into the development of that airframe that could have gone to feed poor people or send kids to school. But Sanders supported that because ultimately and fundamentally, he's not a populist and he's not for the poor people. He's for government, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Drew, thanks for your call tonight.
As long as you know where you stand.
Appreciate it.
I'm sitting here. I get it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. We'll do more comparisons between the two here in a moment. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Scalia won't get an autopsy. That's one way to cover up an assassination, I suppose. That's how I feel about it, but...
Or he just died in his bed, and people are like, okay, let's put him in the ground. Does everybody who dies naturally have to receive an autopsy?
In some states, that's the case. Unless you die in a hospital or the Visiting Nurses Association is visiting you every day and checking it out, there's different standards. But, yeah, the cause of death has to be determined somehow, and not just it can't be done by a cop. It's got to be done by... somebody qualified to determine the cause of death to prevent exactly this kind of thing from happening, you know, killing somebody and then calling the undertaker. But the other thing, by the way, speaking of Hillary, my son, the day before the, a couple days before the election, he attended a rally, a Hillary rally at Alvern High School in Hudson, New Hampshire. And he got close enough to, and he shouted, "Hillary for prison!" And she turned around and said, "Yeah, let's make it happen!"
No, that's funny.
And he's got a video of that now, yeah.
Sounds entertaining. Thanks, Tom. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What are some of the other things Trump and Sanders have said that sound shockingly similar? 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there aren't too many news sources out there with a pro-liberty viewpoint, but freedomsphoenix.com is pretty freedom-oriented. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. You get the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com as we go back to the phones and the fun. First up, Nick is in South Carolina. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Is there a macro political litmus test where you can apply to these candidates to see if they believe that there exists a realm where the individual belongs to himself?
I guess you could ask them if you could get a straight answer from some of these politicians, but I don't imagine you would. I don't imagine you get a chance to ask the question first, and second, no, or would you get a straight answer from
them? Yeah, right.
What disturbs me about politics as opposed to art is that politics does have the power to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Even communism, when taken to the extreme, results in Pol Pot-type Cambodian dictatorship. And, you know, the socialists don't want to say that communism, which is their cousin, can lead to that. And in the same way with capitalism.
Well, they should be able to say that it can lead to it. What the socialist who is a little sneakier will say, the socialist who is a little sneakier will be honest and say, well, yeah, you can look at these other socialist regimes or communist regimes, and yes, they did lead towards slaughter of innocent people and imprisoning political opponents and things like that, mass starvation. You can point all those things out. But then they'll just say, well, they did it wrong. If you put me and my socialist buddies in charge, we'll do the socialism the right way.
They'll point to places like Denmark, Sweden, Finland, and a variety of Scandinavian countries and say, look, they're doing it right there. And the thing
but
is...
But it's still violence at the threat of... Or it, you know, it's the threat of violence
that's the case.
Rules over all of it.
Even when... But the problem is that what they essentially do is they cherry-pick from different European countries mm-hmm. the programs that are working the best and hold them up as successful.
Right.
And there's no doubt that they've got programs that work reasonably well. One thing that we need to look at is A, these places are not generally as wealthy as the United States. They're also talking about things that are the size of states, not the size of countries like the U.S. There's some difficulties in comparing it. Also, the United States taxpayer essentially carries the burden of the military of the whole world. The U.S. military is 17 times the size or something like that of the next closest competitor. And I don't know exactly what the numbers are. Maybe it's 9 times. Regardless of what it is, it's some phenomenal number. And that military is used to protect those tiny little countries. They don't basically have to have a military except sort of as a policing force and to be sort of legit in NATO.
Well, plus the United States is also very socialist in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And also very fascist.
It's only a step behind.
Yeah, that's true. Nick, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
I would like to, on a lighter note, get really ridiculous on a conspiracy theory.
Sure.
What if Antonin Scalia died last year? And that in a Weekend at Bernie's type conspiracy, they let him pretend to be alive until Barack Obama's term.
Nope. Looks like the Illuminati cut him off right in the middle of that one. He literally just dropped off the
line
there.
It's like evidence in and of itself.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That would make a pretty madcap little film, wouldn't it? Weekend at Antonin's house. And, they're propping his body up at the Supreme Court, putting a robe on him and all that. Remember that movie? Were you in prison for Weekend at Bernie's? Or was that
I don't know the answer. I've never seen it, though.
It was the late 80s, I think, when that one came out. I'm not sure how late.
I don't know.
In the 80s. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and then they had a sequel to it as well, which
Weekend at Bernie's, too.
Yeah, I don't really remember much about that one. Let's go to Norman listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Norman.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, I'd like to give a quick rebuttal to that one person that called talking about socialism being the cousin of communism. Trump is trying to say the same thing. He keeps calling Bernie Sanders a communist. However, you know, Germany is a social democratic country, and they are also a very pro-union country. They kind of model themselves after Eisenhower defeated the main general that defeated some of their main generals. When he became president, he was pro-union. He also had a 30% import duty on all goods coming into the United States. And in Germany, they're pro-union, and their auto workers make $80 per hour.
They also didn't have a minimum wage up until 2014.
Right. And did you know that they instituted, Germany actually instituted national health care system in the 1890s. But anyway, they're very forward, progressive thinking people. They practice socialism. And socialism, without socialism, that man who just called probably couldn't read because our public education system.
That's a ridiculous claim.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the public education system turns out, and you can read the Huffington Post report on this, 19% of the graduates of the public school system are functionally illiterate. And in some districts, it's as high as 40%. You can't tell me that somehow the government school system's educating people when they fail at that sort of level. I mean, we could have
That is not the issue.
Seems like
the
issue to me.
That we have a public education system. Now, I went to school back in the 50s, and we were the most educated country, one of the most educated countries in the world, if not the most educated. And what socialism means is tax.
You know, the 50s was back, like, right before the federal government took over, took control over education.
Created the Department of Education.
Regulations.
It seems like the more government you get involved, the worse things get with education. And it's ridiculous to believe that without the forced redistribution of wealth, that people wouldn't educate their kids or that people wouldn't care about education. It's just a ridiculous claim,
well,
sir.
Let's just say that the redistribution of wealth, the rich would educate their children, and the middle class and poor would have a trouble doing it.
You know what? Right. You know the reason that we have public schools. The reason we have public schools that are based on the Prussian model is because of an anti-Catholic.
Well, you got into it, so here we are.
You just keep on rebutting it. You can't just stop. You know, well, I'm going to make a rebuttal, and then you don't get to say anything.
We have a public education system.
You have a public education system, and it stinks. And that's what you're proposing, essentially, when it comes to
improve it.
No, I don't want to improve it. I want it to go away. I want to stop stealing from my kid. Here, let me ask you this. Can you stop stealing from my kid to put other kids in school?
Will you please let me talk instead of you talking? Our military is a socialist project.
You're damn right.
And I don't support that either. I don't support the military, and I don't support the government socialist schools. Stand by, Norman. You love your forced redistribution of wealth? How many people are you willing to put in a prison cell? How many people are you willing to kill to keep your schools and your military going? Because that's what backs your socialism. It's 855, 450.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday show. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Everything from Scalia's death and the supposed conspiracy theory surrounding it to, let's see, Sanders and Trump. Are they the same guy? We'll continue that discussion here in moments. Let's go first, though, to Ken in Michigan. By the way, the gentleman that was on the line talking about socialism, I tried to put him on hold, but he dropped off there a moment ago. Ken, go ahead.
Ian and Mark, how you doing? Look, it's good to talk to you. And I've talked to you guys a couple of times before, a few times.
Welcome.
And you were fair to me.
Thanks.
And hope, you know, I get the same amount of time that he got, plenty of time. But
we don't guarantee anyone any amount of time, but if you're interesting, you'll stay longer. If not so much, you know, we'll let you go.
Yeah, but when I tuned in, one of you guys, here's what you said. Scalia you agreed with a lot of what he said.
No, I don't. Personally, maybe Mark seems to like some of his positions on things. But you also, Mark, agreed that he supports the police state.
Yeah,
you call him an originalist. When I first tuned in, I heard you say that.
That's the terminology he used for himself, yeah.
And, you know, I just appreciated so much of what you said. And then you also said if Obama, to do the right thing, he would replace him with liking kind, and we know that he's not going to do that.
Nope.
I like what you said about having somebody on that was more of like a Rand Paul type, the libertarian type, which I agree. I mean, it would be great for us, but here's what I really want to talk about, because since we know he's not, we all better be on high alert, and our only way out now is impeach. And I want to tell you about the resolutions that were just submitted January 13 on Wednesday.
Impeachment resolutions?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, and let me tell you about it. Dave Ajima, right here, he's an RNC committee member in Michigan. On Wednesday, January 13th, the RNC Resolutions Committee took up articles of impeachment. They were drafted by Stephen Pidgeon, North American Law Center, okay? And all nine of these members voted them down. This is all on the Internet. It's on YouTube. You can all look it up. So then yesterday, Dave Ajima called me. We talked, and for quite a while. And here's what he told me. He said that the rights previous pretty much told them to kill it. And he said a lot of them, the RNC Resolutions Committee members, didn't even read it. And so
what's the point of impeaching a president that's going to be gone out of office within a year?
Right. I don't think you can get the impeachment process done.
Probably not.
Well, I would know. That's why I would like you to, everyone out in the audience, to look up Stephen Pidgeon, the North American Law Center.
What good is it going to do?
It's going to do a lot of good. Even if it's 6 months left, the damage that he can do to us is unrepairable. And especially getting this a justice in.
Why do you think it would matter even if you were successful, which you won't be, but even if you were successful at impeaching Barack Obama, then you just replace him with Joe Biden. So what's the point?
Because Joe Biden, I know people have said that before. Because Joe Biden is not Obama. Joe Biden.
Why isn't he Obama? They're both top level Democrats in Washington D.C. There's not a dime's bit of difference between the two.
People are afraid of him. He's a practicing Muslim. He's a communist guy.
This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Didn't he invite the cop or whatever to D.C. for drinks?
Yeah, I believe he's had drinks.
People have seen him eating bacon. I mean, what do you... I don't understand.
He drinks alcohol. He's eating bacon.
He's a crappy Muslim.
Yeah. When is he praying, by the way? He's supposed to pray five times a day.
He made a deal with a sworn enemy, Iran. I mean, Iran, who was sworn to kill us.
I'm not sworn to anything. Look, I didn't swear to... I love the Iranian people, and I want the very best for the Iranian people.
We love the Iranian people, too. A lot of them, they want freedom. But Iran as a government, Obama went and signed a treaty with Iran.
Okay.
So what? What makes you think Joe Biden wouldn't do exactly the same thing as Barack Obama? I mean, they ran together on the same ticket.
All the Republicans empowered Obama to put a deal together.
I mean, how much time and effort do you have to spend on this futile nonsense?
You're right. This is what I want to talk about, because you guys mentioned that earlier. I heard you say that they get elected, they say they're going to do this. This is in my notes. Mitch McConnell. I'm a conservative, I've been since I was 18. Mitch McConnell's a sellout. Those people that reelected him in Kentucky, they ought to be in shame. McConnell's going to hand to Obama everything he wants. He has no opposition. Bader was no opposition. I'm telling you that our only...
So spend thousands of hours or whatever it would take to try to rally for this impeachment that ultimately will do nothing. I wish you the best, Ken, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Talk about a pointless exercise.
It reminds me of putting together the bylaws for the Libertarian Party in Sarasota, Florida.
Were you there for that?
I think I was there one night when you guys were doing it. It was out in Siesta.
Okay.
We were in some little office building at a bank or something.
I don't remember where it was, but I don't think it was on Siesta.
It was boring as it could possibly be. The one night I decided to come to a Libertarian Party meeting, they're working on bylaws and this kind of thing, and it's just Robert's Rules of Order and all this stuff that goes into it. It's boring. It's of no use. It doesn't make any difference. Here's nine guys in some town in America coming up with some rules or whatever, and it's just not going to change anything.
Well, I mean, that's pretty insignificant. It's a great example of insignificance. You're right. Spending all this time on bylaw changes, which ultimately could then be reversed a year later, if five new people, like the Libertarian Party doesn't have more than 10 people in it in Sarasota, Florida. In fact, they don't even have a party anymore ever since the Free State Project and about half the party members left, so things basically fallen apart. But back in its heyday, where it had 10 people, you might have five or six of them at this meeting. So all you would need to do, Mark, if you were someone who wanted to have a complete hostile takeover of that group, would be to bring five new members into it and then have them show up the next year. And they could completely revert and undo all the changes that you made to the bylaws. So what the hell was the point of all that?
I guess it's frustrating when your political, when what you want to see in the political process isn't happening. But an impeachment of this president at this time, I haven't read these things, and when I look up Stephen Pidgeon, I didn't find them.
It wouldn't have made a difference in the year 2009.
It didn't make a difference with Clinton.
No.
Clinton was impeached, the only president to be impeached in like the 20th century, and currently he's the most popular living president.
Mm.
So impeachment apparently isn't that particularly successful.
No, but it makes someone feel like they're doing something. It makes someone like that last caller, like, we're going to get him. We're getting together. We're having meetings. We're calling these politicians. You hear, and he dropped like five names in that call. Well, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so are doing all this stuff. Well, great. You've spent now how many hours and how many dollars and how much, effort have you expended on this? Even if you were to be successful, is Joe Biden getting in there going to change something? Is that going to mean that all of a sudden the troops are going to come home? Is that going to mean that all of a sudden, the state's going to stop getting larger? No, of course not. Would Joe Biden rule in exactly the same way as Barack Obama? Maybe a thing or two would be slightly different. But ultimately, you're really talking about not a dime's difference between them. There really wasn't much of a difference between Barack Obama and George W. Bush, let alone between Obama and Joe Biden.
I would think that time as a local Republican chapter or whatever is best spent trying to get local Republicans elected or on up to the national level. That makes a lot more sense than trotting out impeachment papers.
Yeah, I think that's a decent suggestion, Mark. But it doesn't feel as important if you can change the top level bureaucrat, the top politician in the country, then you've had an impact.
Well, if you're going to call for the impeachment of the president with no effect, why not call for the dissolution of the UN with no effect?
I would rather call for the dissolution of the U.S.
Why not declare yourself king of the world and the moon?
It's had no effect. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. Is it really a choice? Or are you picking between the same person with slightly different hairstyles? 855-450-FREE. Or join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We'll continue, and you can join us here.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday show. Right here, you can join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. You want to create the content on the site, you can do that. Just submit stuff through our Reddit-based system. It's totally free to do that. And there's a bunch of other free stuff on the website, so please enjoy freetalklive.com. And coming up this weekend, starting Thursday, the 18th, through the 21st, through Sunday, it's the Liberty Forum, the ninth ever Liberty Forum happening here in New Hampshire, in Manchester, at the Radisson Hotel. Fine, fine hotel. Very nice convention space. In fact, the largest convention space in the entire state. So this is a great great event. It was at the Manchester Hotel, the Radisson there, for the first time last year, and it was an excellent choice. It's going to be back there this year, so don't miss out. It's not too late to get your tickets locked in to see Edward Snowden speaking as the keynote speech, and I'm excited about it because we actually get to watch it. Normally, Free Talk Live is on the air during the keynote speeches.
That's true.
I've never seen a single keynote speech at any of the Liberty forums because we're always at work doing the show, and we will be doing the show. We'll be live every single night from the Liberty Forum starting Thursday night, so come on out and join us. But Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, will be joining the event from his secret location in Moscow. So don't forget to come out there on Saturday for that. So even if you can just make 1 day or 2 days, it's worth it. If you're going to be in the New England area, come on up to Manchester. Come to the Radisson and join us for the Liberty Forum. This is going to be probably the most celebratory of all Liberty Forums because we're celebrating the completion of the Free State Project, the 20,000 liberty-oriented people like you and I, Mark, who've signed the Free State Project pledge. That is done. We've reached that 20,000 at this point, and this is the first Liberty Forum since that completion. So it's literally a couple weeks basically since the completion, and there's going to be a lot of partying, I suspect, more so than normal, and there's usually plenty of that at the Liberty Forum, and also, of course, serious panel discussions and, you know, other keynote speakers. You can go and see a list of what's happening, get the schedule over at nhlibertyforum.com. We will look forward to seeing you there. I got to start running through inventory and make sure we got everything all packed and ready to go, because it's going to be here before you know it.
Before you know it.
Yeah, February 18th through the 21st at the Manchester Radisson Hotel. It's the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, nhlibertyforum.com. As we continue. Yes, Mark.
Before we go on, I guess that there's probably been some frustrated callers tonight, and I think that people oftentimes don't know where to peg Free Talk Live. Like, what are you guys talking about? Are you supporting the Democrats? Are you supporting the Republicans?
Oh, yeah, one guy called in, and he was giving us examples of how all these different things are socialist, and he threw out the military as though that would somehow impress us. Oh, well, the military's socialist, so we should be socialist. No, yeah, we don't support the military either.
Well, ask anybody who's in the military. It's an extraordinary inefficient organization.
Sure.
Really inefficient.
Socialism, it's a monopoly,
is a poor model for organization. You couldn't claim, if you created an organization that relied on forced redistribution of wealth, that claimed to own the bodies and the land of everybody in with some given geographic area, that organization would be called one of two things: a government or a criminal gang. Those are the only two organizations that would fit that model. So, what is a government? It's a criminal gang with a flag.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's a criminal gang with a funny way of deciding who's in charge, who the Don is. Yeah, I know, there's voting. I get it. 51% of the people can tell 49% of the people what's going on and how life is going to be. Well, that's a crappy organizational model, because it leaves 49% of the people unrepresented at any given time. And by the way, it's far more than that, because many people just don't vote because they understand that their vote mathematically is insignificant. And that's just a rebuttal for that guy. The other guy's Obama's a Muslim. Well, I don't know whether he's a Muslim or not. It doesn't seem like he is. What I want to say is that I basically believe that anything you do on the federal level is inconsequential.
Mm.
That the bureaucrats, the lobbyists, the politicians have such an iron grip on Washington, D.C., that all we can do is sit out here and complain. And I'm willing to complain with you. I may not agree entirely with your complaints, but I'm willing to complain with you. I think where we can have our success is on a state level. State levels.
And we are. The libertarians are absolutely having success here in New Hampshire, thanks to the Free State Project.
The Democrats are having success. Look at New York. The Republicans are having success. Look at at Texas.
Sure.
These are full-on taken-over states. 38 to 40 of the states in America are red or blue.
Solid, huh?
Solid. Yeah. Pretty solid. So, you've got it. You want your Democrat paradise? You pretty much have it.
Yeah,
yeah, you want Washington, D.C. to release its grip on that state, and that's fine. But when you advocate for using the power of Washington, D.C. against whoever your enemy might be, then you're advocating for the power of Washington, D.C., and you can't have both. You can have, more freedom for yourself in your state, but you can't have less freedom for them and theirs. And that's fundamentally what the issue is here, is that the political process is a threat. It's a threat against your neighbor. And if we can just back off of this a little bit and say, hey, look, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. Now, that's something that the other side can understand.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We started the show with a piece from DailyWire.com that asks, are Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump the same candidate? Actually, they don't ask the question. The headline actually says that they are the same candidate. And then it goes on to actually provide some quotes from both of the candidates for the purposes of direct comparison here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue on here. Both Sanders and Trump, they say, vow to enshrine programs like Medicare and Social Security. Here's what Trump said last year, quote, I'm not going to cut Social Security like every other Republican, and I'm not going to cut Medicare or Medicaid, unquote. Sanders
Medicare,
said,
I believe, is funding, let's see, the people who are getting Medicare right now put in about 25 cents for every health care dollar that they get out.
Here's the Sanders quote. Quote, no, we will not allow huge
Medicare
tax breaks.
Medicare is a tax on young people to support old people.
Sanders said, no, we will not allow huge tax breaks for billionaires. We will not allow packed huge cuts to Social Security, veterans' needs, Medicare, Medicaid, and education. Unquote. Sound pretty much alike on that one. And while Trump...
By the way, the United States spending on school has gone, has skyrocketed, but its results have remained flat. The money for education isn't the issue. The problem is, I can't tell you why the United States public school systems are suckier than other countries' public school systems, but I can tell you that if you want to outcompete another organization, the free market is the best way to go. And if you just... Here's my firm belief. You take all the public schools that we have currently, you give them to the teachers, the principals, the janitors, whoever's there. Give them a share of the stocks or whatever. And then tell them, you're going to compete against the private schools. And at that point, everybody's got to find the level for what they're going to be in the marketplace. You know, you can go buy a hamburger for a dollar at McDonald's, and you can go spend $30 on a hamburger at some fancy restaurants. So there's going to be a price disparity. Some of them are going to be really expensive.
But, Mark, we need to put a gun to parents' head to force them to send their kids to school. Otherwise, they won't.
So you're saying that some parents wouldn't send their kids to school?
That's what our caller earlier was suggesting.
I don't send my kid to school.
Well, but you are responsible enough to provide for his education. There are some parents who are not as responsible as you are. So don't we need the government to force those parents to send their kids to school for their own good?
I suppose that there will be some parents somewhere and some kids that don't want to send their kids to school and some kids that don't want to learn. Because I think the kids generally want to learn. But I think that there's some people that believe that they can somehow get by without some kind of education or another. And that's probably a fault of the social welfare programs that are failing in Europe.
Well, that doesn't really address what the do-gooder would want. The do-gooder,
I don't know what to tell you. If somebody doesn't want their kid to learn and their kid doesn't want to learn, what are you going
to
do with them in public school?
What if their kid wants to learn?
Their kid's
going
to come to school.
What if the kid wants to learn, but the parents won't let him go to school?
But they're holding him like hostage under the stairs?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, what? Right now, currently in this country, we have homeschooling laws that allow parents to hold their kids hostage under stairs, and they don't go to school. I guess this problem is already rife in this country. I guess. I mean, I don't know. All the homeschool people that I see have kids that are far brighter, happier, and more excited about learning than the public school kids I see oftentimes. Right now, my kid's 8, and public schools really haven't...
He's about to turn 8. Is he already
turned? He'll turn 8, yes, soon. He'll be 8 soon.
Okay.
The public schools hasn't had a chance to really suck the life out of his peers.
Yeah.
So his peers that are in public school, they're happy and excited too. But by middle school, that's when it really begins to make a difference.
Yeah, that's true. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Comparing Trump and Sanders, while Trump is run on the basis of a uniquely strict anti-illegal immigration policy, Sanders has historically opposed illegal immigration on the basis of supposedly driving down American wages.
It will drive down American wages, and that's why he can't support it.
He says, quote, bring in all kinds of people, work for $2 or $3 an hour. That would be great for them. Real immigration reform puts the needs of working people first, not wealthy globe-trotting donors. This is straight from the Trump playbook, says Daily Wire. We'll continue the comparison coming up.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.